Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 22, 2021. Michael Leitman, on Quora, is Kabbalah accepted by Judaism? Kabbalah is the wisdom of the revelation of the Creator, the system of the attainment of the upper revelation, a sublime truth and superior knowledge. Religion deals with none of that. A religious person must know how to follow rules and live within their boundaries. Kabbalah, however, leads to the attainment of the upper world. Kabbalah is not religion, but a science. It does not relate to religions, beliefs, extrasensory methods, or even Judaism. Orthodox Jews will commonly answer the question, "Do you know the wisdom of Kabbalah?" by saying that not only do they not know it, but they think that there is no need to know it. And the response will be correct, as the wisdom of Kabbalah is unnecessary for those who are occupied with religious rituals. Moreover, the wisdom of Kabbalah intensifies both the desire to receive and the desire for knowledge, based on self-awareness and the attainment of the upper world. Religions, however, are built on self-restriction and abstemiousness. Based on the Kabbalah experience by Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. The Taliban cannot be bribed. Question: Americans have estimated the value of Afghanistan's undeveloped mineral resources at $3,000 billion. There are iron ore, copper, gold, oil, marble, and precious stones there. Lithium and cobalt are metals that are the basis of green technologies such as batteries, solar panels, and wind turbines. The world needs them very much. The Taliban, if they wanted, could become new copper barons, lithium kings, and oil sheikhs. Do you think Afghanistan can turn into such a country? Answer: I think that one does not interfere with the other. What difference does it make today being the head of a serious international mafia, being a politician, managing production? It is money, and money is everywhere. And the rest is what? Ideology. They do not allow anyone near their ideology. Question: Can they be bought with worldly rewards and turned into barons or aristocrats? Answer: No, because the most important thing for them is their ideological task, for the green banner of Islam to fly over the whole world. They cannot change it. This is the most important thing for them. Question: Why can't they be moved from this? Why can't you buy them? Answer: Because it is faith. This is this world and that is that world, it is eternity, it is the upper force. Comment: We always say that we exist in a truly corrupt world. My response: Not everything is for sale. They will remain themselves, and they will reformat everyone else for themselves. Question: Do you think that the rest will format themselves to match them? Because they are weak before them? Answer: Involuntarily. Of course. Moreover, there are small but very serious Islamic groups in almost all countries of the world. That is, they have something to rely on. Question: Is this a kind of plotted scenario? Answer: Of course. It is said in the Torah that at the end of the world Islam will spread throughout the world and will reach the state when it will be replaced by the Mashiach, Messiah. Mashiach is the same Allah, the upper one, who will give humanity connection with the Creator. It is a force that will raise our world from its egoistic existence in the lowest, most disgusting form to unification with the Creator, to similarity to the Creator. Question: Are we already in this disgusting, low form today? Are we on the edge already? Answer: No, because we do not feel it. It should be felt by people. A terrible state should manifest itself, but after that comes redemption and ascent. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, September 2, 2021. Will Europe be destroyed by migrants? Question: In 1989, The walls between East and West Berlin collapsed in Germany. We thought that freedom was coming, Europe without borders. Today wall after wall is being built. In Europe, Greece and Bulgaria are building a 40-kilometer fence on the border with Turkey. Austria has built a wall on the border with Italy, France, a wall in the port of Calais where migrants gather to get to Britain, and 175 kilometers of barbed wire installed on the Hungarian-Serbian border. A 5-meter stone wall is being built inside the city in Munich to separate the locals from the migrant quarter. Lithuania is putting up a wall on the border with Belarus. This is Europe today. Do you think it is possible to stop migration? Answer: we are witnessing the burial of Europe. This continent is as if sinking underwater. The proud, free banner of Islam is wavering above it. It is because Islam has this religious banner, we must take over the world. If not today, then in 100 years, in 200 years, but we have to do it. We are doing this in the name of Allah. Then China will come, which will do this for the sake of ruling the world. Therefore, there will be big problems between Islam and China. But I think they will somehow come to an agreement because China has no other ideology than just to govern. I think that such a development of events is better than an atomic war. Gradually people will understand that it is necessary to live differently somehow. Then Kabbalah will tell us how to do it, how to balance all this diversity, variety, and hatred in the world. Kabbalah will be able to explain this and bring a common denominator. Question: are you saying that in any case the direction will be to the wisdom of Kabbalah? Answer: you have no other way to make it so that egoistic people, initially created with a great egoism, could live with each other and at the same time could get along with the upper, positive force. It will be clearly revealed as an urgent need for connection between people, between countries, between everyone. Question: do you think that we need to come to the critical point so that it will really be revealed? Answer: we are studying that this is how it should be. Humanity must reach the point of recognizing its own insignificance, egoistic character, hopelessness, desperation, and utter futility. In principle, it recognizes this, but for now it can somehow obscure it. However, when it sees this with its own eyes, so that in front of it or around it there will be the ego will be standing, humanity surrounded by this huge egoistic beast, then they will understand. From the opposite, egoism itself will show them that they need to move toward the connection. From CapTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, August 26, 2021. Four scenarios for ending the pandemic. In the news, JAMA, potential COVID-19 endgame scenarios: eradication, elimination, cohabitation, or conflagration? Differential vaccine access, persistent vaccine hesitancy, emerging viral variants, and deadly global disease waves may well stand in the way. In that volatility has heretofore been the invariant attribute of SARS-CoV-2, envisioning a future steady state can be inherently problematic. This viewpoint describes four potential scenarios: eradication, elimination, cohabitation, and conflagration, comprising a spectrum of endgames that may constitute the resolution of the COVID-19 pandemic. However, other scenarios also may be possible. What would it take to eradicate SARS-CoV-2? By definition, eradication would require the permanent global reduction of the prevalence of SARS-CoV-2-mediated disease to zero. To realize such an outcome, sufficient herd immunity would have to be achieved through vaccination and prior infection. Given these relatively astringent requirements, eradication may prove to be too aspirational a goal even as a thought experiment, let alone as a public health strategy. However, smallpox, yet another highly contagious respiratory infection, was irreversibly eradicated, an outcome once considered unimaginable. Other vaccine-preventable airborne diseases such as measles and rubella have been the subject of elimination, that is, the regional, rather than global reduction of disease prevalence to zero. Elimination may be close at hand in Israel, a model of vaccination efficiency wherein incident SARS-CoV-2 cases are presently at 0.7% of their all-time high. Absent indefinite future vaccination efforts against SARS-CoV-2, durable elimination, let alone eradication, may prove infeasible. Alternatively, might a more civil cohabitation be achieved with SARS-CoV-2, an outcome short of all-out eradication or substantial elimination? In this scenario, vaccine-mediated protection would go so far as to prevent the most severe manifestations of COVID-19, interrupt the chain of viral transmission, and counter the majority of emergent viral variants. Absent a cohabitation option, the endgame may well come to resemble a conflagration, that is, a steady state characterized by moderate-level endemicity of SARS-CoV-2. With large segments of the population under-vaccinated due to access constraints, hesitancy, or immunocompromised states, the circulation of SARS-CoV-2 is bound to remain robust. This would afford the virus with continuous opportunities to replicate and adapt so as to evade host-mediated and vaccine-derived immune responses. Among vaccinated populations, infections could still arise periodically due to incomplete vaccine-derived immunity, the waning of vaccine efficacy, evasion by new viral variants, or transmission from the unvaccinated. The degree of conflagration may come to depend substantially on the efficacy and acceptance of vaccines by geography. Only a year ago, much of the world was united in lockdown in the midst of the first outbreak of COVID-19. Today, the global experience is widely divergent. Israel, New Zealand, Vietnam, and Brunei may well be approaching elimination. The United Kingdom, the United States, and China, for their part, appear to exist in a state of cohabitation. In contrast, India, other parts of Southeast Asia, and much of South America appear to be weighed down by a conflagration-like state. Ultimately, where on the endgame spectrum individual countries end up will depend on both the collective choices and realities of the global community and the oft-inscrutable and perhaps unpredictable dynamics of SARS-CoV-2. Question: no one seems to know when the pandemic will end. Do you know? Answer: no. It depends only on people. Question: what should people do to end the pandemic? Answer: they must do everything together. Let's all of us, together, but all together and in the same manner, stop observing any precautions. And the pandemic will end. No germs, no infections at all. We destroy all of them with our connection. It is said that a city of the wicked that are all together is impossible to overtake by storm or by anything. Question: okay, let's fantasize. If all of humanity decided not to observe any precautions, what would happen? Answer: do whatever you want. Just do so that everyone is, as they say, soul to soul. No harm will come to you. Only together is the miracle. Comment: we might as well decide together that we are taking precautions or decide that we are not taking them. But we do it together. My response: yes, the main thing is together. We can rebel against the Creator. If we are all together, my sons defeated me, is what the Creator will say in this case. Thus, there is another solution instead of these four. Only together, no matter what. This is the cure for everything. Question: is this a language that nature understands? Answer: of course. It is the only one. Comment: and when we are separated, when we are against each other? My response: you can fabricate anything, but every day more and more new viruses and all sorts of things will be revealed and will be crawling out to you. Question: do you think that this is what nature is pushing us all to, and it leads us only to this? Answer: of course. So that we will raise our hands and say, that's it. We give up, God, just help us, make a common decision. Question: will we come to this? It looks so unrealistic, especially today. Will we be able to take this step toward unity? Will we be able to or not? Answer: the Creator wants us to come to this by ourselves. We will come at some point. Gradually, more and more people in the world understand hopelessness, but they simply do not see a solution. On the other hand, our group is growing. It understands this solution and gradually wants to reach it. Of course, they will come together. I do not have a request to the Creator because He has a program, and according to this program, terrible suffering lies ahead. It will eventually bring us to a normal state and make human beings out of us. This means that we will understand clearly what is happening to us, who we are, what we should do, how we should think about each other, and so on. It will make humans out of us. However, this is certainly a very long path. Yet, there is a short way. It is the path of light when we, by our coming closer to each other, cause the manifestation of the upper light upon us, which is the quality of bestowal, love, and connection. Then we will get rid of any pandemic very quickly and easily. Question: is this your fifth scenario? Answer: yes, in addition to those four. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, September 9, 2021. Why are nations of the world drawn to Kabbalah? Question: why are nations of the world, who do not belong to Jewry by Halakah, drawn to the Kabbalistic method, and Jews are ready to do anything but Kabbalah? Answer: first of all, nations of the world feel that there is something special, concealed, I would say fundamental, in Kabbalah. In principle, all religions, beliefs, everything that a person can imagine about spirituality originated from it. What is the outside of our world, outside of material life, those short years that we exist, outside of this small globe on the surface of which we are spinning like little bugs? Is there something in other dimensions, in other spaces, in other sections? These questions concern everyone. And practically all answers are tied to Kabbalah. Therefore, people are of other beliefs or religions do not get answers there, but they must believe and follow some traditions. No more than that. And Kabbalah not only explains this to a person, but it takes him and raises him to a level at which he begins to see and feel a new dimension, exist above time, space, and movement, above what is our universe, our world. Naturally, Kabbalah is becoming in demand, especially in our time when, as a result of the development of mankind, we have come to a more or less mature state and we understand that our world ends there. And then what? The science of Kabbalah answers exactly this question. From CAB TV's Close Up. Artificial intelligence and problem solving. Comment: people who are involved in management, but are unable to find a solution, propose to create artificial intelligence and delegate this task to it. My response: artificial intelligence will not solve the problem of management. After all, management is not just the ability to lead and obey. It is an opportunity to coordinate various psychological and mental issues, all the worlds of each person with other people. Management is the highest psychology. The fact is that, in an egoistic sense, you can create a machine since artificial intelligence is a primitive thing. It only chooses where it can win more and lose less with what degree of reliability, and so on. These are fairly simple equations, but they do not fit an integral society and stop working, whether we like it or not. Here management should be laid on what is revealed in us, by nature. If humanity is, suppose, in a post-capitalist or some other state, but will act on the basis of medieval concepts, then nothing will come of it. There should be a mutual understanding among people concerning the system of the new organization of production, management, and society, where they enter. We see that we will have to do this involuntarily, since all the systems are violated. Therefore, every leader should know what internal laws manifest in society, in collectives, everywhere. Only through them will one be able to act. comment, but the goal of an ordinary enterprise or firm is to maximize profits at minimal costs. My response, the same is here. We adhere to all laws of nature. Their knowledge will allow us to correctly obtain the maximum profit at the minimum cost, including a minimum of violations in nature and society. This is called optimization of management. From CapTV's conversation about management science. What distinguishes a man from an animal? Question. Why does man in comparison with animals receive most of information through his vision? What is the reason for it? Answer, the fact is that man is not much different in this than animals. The only thing that distinguishes him from them is an increased desire to reveal, see, realize, and perceive. And this desire is constantly developing in us. As the saying goes, a one-day-old calf can be called a bull. But a one-day-old human is not capable of anything. It takes years for him to develop to be human. This is a huge difference between them. Gradually, we have developed such a desire, such an egoism, that lets us explore the world around us, ourselves, and then the Creator. From CapTV's Spiritual States, September 10, 2021. Happiness Bill. Comment, Natalia Volskaya writes to you, why are we arranged in such a way? If someone fills his apartment to the ceiling with newspapers, we call him crazy. If a woman lives in a trailer full of cats, we call her ridiculous. Yet, when people pathologically accumulate such sums of money that they throw an entire nation into poverty, we put them on the cover of a magazine and pretend that this is a role model. My response, because this is the way it is. Should I imitate the cat owner? A person should see some kind of example in front of him. But what examples can I give humanity in order for it to learn from them? Question, is this why I give examples of these billionaires and rich people? Answer, of course, to make it clear to everyone. A book called How I Earned My First Billion should be in demand. I am sure it exists out there somewhere. Comment, there are many such books. Is this the face of humanity? My response, after all, this is a desire. We cannot get away from our desire, from the desire to be fulfilled, to satisfy our beloved egoism. This poor thing suffers all the time. Question, is this the most natural fulfillment? You are free if you have money, you are actually happy if you have money and so on, right? Does this mantra work? Answer, this is how we are arranged. Yes. Question, what could it be replaced with? Or does it not need to be replaced with anything? Will humanity continue to move toward the search for this fulfillment? Answer, if you invent a happiness pill, then you will replace it. Question, what is your happiness pill like? Answer, it must make me feel happy. What difference does it make to me what color it will be or whether it will be square or in drops? Comment, then for me it would be nice not to pay attention to anything, to be indifferent to all annoyances. My response, but this is different for everyone. It does not matter. Someone, on the contrary, wants to be in search, to envy everyone, to aspire for something, and so on. Question, do we need an individual pill for everyone if it will be possible to invent it? Answer, yes. To satisfy this desire for happiness, for fulfillment, for knowledge, for power, for what my egoism wants. Question, if we sum it up, what will fulfill a person after all? What will he come to? Answer, he will not be fulfilled. Never and in no way. Egoism is a spiritual force, you cannot satisfy and fill it with any corporeal fulfillments. Question, then what can fulfill it? Answer, love. This is a universal thing. You do not need to name anything else. A person should feel that he needs to love someone and feel this feeling that fulfills him, feel that he fulfills his beloved, the Creator, humanity. It does not matter what and how. We do not need anything else. Question: will humanity come to this in one way or another? Answer: it will begin to come closer to it ultimately. It will see by trial and error that nothing fulfills it. There is really nothing to be fulfilled with. There will be a huge abyss of unfolding emptiness. Then awareness will gradually appear in humanity. So what should we do? What is the purpose? Question: will this state called love then come gradually? Answer: yes. Everything is already written, everything is prepared. What is left is just to reach it. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, September 23, 2021. Call of the Time. Question: in Kabbalah there is a law of the general and the particular that says that in each generation there are single individuals who achieve the Creator's plan and are the first to reveal Him. And the general is that sooner or later all of humanity must achieve this. What is the purpose of Kabbalists relative to humanity? Answer: in our world there are scientists who reveal various laws, and there are those who then develop these laws in their technical application. In addition, there are people who by using these applications already build some kind of device, machine, and so on. That is, they bring this law to everyday application. It is the same in Kabbalah. There are researchers, I also belong to them, who on the one hand are engaged in research and trying to raise themselves above our nature and penetrate higher. On the other hand, according to the call of the time, they are engaged in bringing Kabbalistic knowledge to the level of beginners who want to study Kabbalah. Today a Kabbalist is no longer one who once lived in isolation and made small corrections in the world through himself. Today a Kabbalist is a person who must grow both up and down, upward to attainment and downward to teaching. Question: therefore in our time, a Kabbalist cannot sit somewhere, isolated? He should convey this method to everyone? Answer: yes, we are trying to do this. This is the call of the time. Without Kabbalah humanity will plunge into another dark period, and we must not allow this to happen. Now Kabbalah is available to everyone. Everyone who wants must have access to it so that he has the opportunity to understand it correctly, easily, and pleasantly, to adapt to himself, to rise above this level, to find his real spiritual, eternal realization, and to attain the purpose of creation. In this a person will feel himself in absolute harmony. Question: is this what a Kabbalist asserts by knowing the roots and the purpose of creation? Answer: of course. The egoism of each person who is satisfied with the most simple things today will drive him to these questions anyway. He must reveal for himself the whole of creation. Question: the current tendency in the world, where a person does not tolerate any limitations and wants to go out into space, into some other ranges, is this a sign of egoism that cannot be restrained? Answer: yes. But we will gradually see that the desire to break into space, to break into some kind of a journey, to just break in somewhere, does not satisfy us. We will start looking for deeper exits. How to get into the inner layers where we really feel ourselves in infinity. From CapTV's close-up.